This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers, stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for the agriculture sector. The BJP member said instead the UPA government had kept the recommendations of the Dr. Swaminathan's committee under cold storage. She further said the government has taken several measures to ensure farmers get more income for their produce. Leader of opposition and Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue of unemployment, price rise of commodities and depreciation of Indian rupee against US dollar. He accused the government of not fulfilling its promise of providing 2 crore jobs every year. Intervening in the discussion, Union Minister Piyush Goyal countered the allegation of Mr. Kharge that farmers are committing suicides. The Lok Sabha also took up discussion on the motion of thanks on President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament. Speaking during the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the President's speech was the same as previous years. Mr. Gandhi said problem of unemployment still remains and the government has failed to address it even though the country is growing. He said the government flagship program Make in India was a good idea conceptually, but the government has failed to implement it effectively. Earlier, moving the motion, Ramveer Singh Bidhuri of BJP listed out the works done by the Narendra Modi-led government and the public welfare schemes. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. The meeting is expected to be attended by Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Home Secretary Govind Mohan and chiefs of central agencies like IB and RAW, along with other senior officials. In Jammu and Kashmir, an ex-serviceman was killed yesterday in a terrorist attack in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. Security sources said terrorists attacked the ex-serviceman along with his wife and daughter in the Behi Bagh area of Kulgam. After the attack, all three were taken to the hospital in a wounded condition where the ex-serviceman succumbed to critical injuries. His wife and daughter, who were injured in the attack, are under treatment and are reported to be in stable condition. Security forces have cordoned off the area to nab the attackers. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk will visit Prayagraj Mahakumbh today. He will take a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam. The King of Bhutan reached Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mahakumbh is witnessing an overwhelming show of faith and attracting crores of devotees from India and abroad. All arrangements are being made for the smooth conduct of elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly to be held tomorrow. The polling will be held from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters will decide the fate of the 699 candidates in the fray. Campaigning came to an end last evening. The counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Reserve Bank of India has informed that the total value of 2,000 rupee banknotes in circulation dropped to 6,577 crore rupees as of 31st of last month. In a statement, RBI has clarified that 98.15% of the 3.56 lakh crore worth of currency notes in circulation in May 2023 have been returned to the system. The RBI had announced the withdrawal of 2,000 rupee notes on 19th May 2023, urging citizens to deposit or exchange them at banks by 7th October 2023. While the 2,000 rupee note remains legal tender, RBI has reminded the public that they can still deposit or exchange the notes at any of the 19 RBI issue offices through India Post. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated musician Chandrika Tandon on winning the Grammy Awards for her album Triveni. In a social media post, Mr. Modi commended Ms. Tandon's passion towards Indian culture and accomplishments as an entrepreneur, philanthropist and musician. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Monday he would pause the planned 25% tariff on Mexican goods for 1 month after Mexico agreed to curb fentanyl trafficking and illegal migration at the border. President Donald Trump said his very friendly conversation with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum led to the agreement to deploy 10,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to curb trafficking and illegal migration. At the World Table Tennis in Singapore, Indian mixed doubles pair of Manu Shah and Diya Chitale will face Mexico's Marcos Madrid and Anstar Cosio today in the round of 16. In women's doubles round of 32, India's Ahikya Mukherjee and Sutirtha Mukherjee will compete against Thailand's Suthasni Savitabat and Orevan Paranang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.